Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, today's commentary.
Well, Michael, there were some interesting stories about Biden. There's a really interesting one in the Free Beacon flashback. 1 year ago today, and this was actually yesterday, Biden called inflation temporary. And it goes on to quote Biden. It says, as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some prices increase. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation, but that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that some of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. He then goes on to say, there's nobody suggesting that unchecked inflation's on the way. No serious economist. I mean, look, the stock market is higher than it's been in all of its history. It was shortly after that that the stock market began to fall and is down considerably from when he said those things. But this is also interesting in the Free Beacon. And it's about the same essential subject. This is from July 18th. Almost half of small business owners said that their businesses are on the brink of closing after the inflation last month hit an all-time high. A report published Thursday by the Alignable Research Center found that 47% of small business owners say that they may close this fall, marking a 12% increase from last summer during COVID, when only 35% of business owners said they were at risk. More than 60% of respondents said that inflation has damaged their business more than the COVID-19 pandemic. And yet Biden still says the economy's great. And the French lady keeps saying the economy's great when she says anything. Most of the time she says, I don't have anything to share with you on that. I don't have anything to share, which is a tremendous insult, by the way, to the people sitting in front of her, that she can't do her job. But the other thing, Michael, and it's along this same subject, and that is Biden's explanation of what happened in the Middle East. He called it a wonderful, great trip. But let's look at what happened. First of all, we've all seen the fist bump, which was a joke. But then more importantly, he says that he called the crown prince a murderer. Said he called that to his face. And the person said, I was not personally responsible. We've held those people who are accountable. And then Biden has said publicly, he said, and I told him, I don't believe you. Well, the other folks that are in the meeting, were in the meeting, the other Saudi folks in the meeting, says that conversation never took place, which I find absolutely fascinating. But also, what is it that you're trying to do? You go in there and insult somebody by calling them essentially a murderer, and then you're over there groveling at their feet, asking them to increase oil production. And then he made this statement to all the Arab leaders. The president proclaimed, we will not walk away and leave a vacuum to be filled by China, Russia, or Iran, unquote. But he should have said, like we did in Afghanistan. But he didn't. But everyone there knew it. And so what you have is you have a president now who is believed by no one except the most partisan of Democrats and the world leaders, whether they are adversaries or whether they're allies, know that Biden's words cannot be trusted.
And that's our commentary for today.